with ever new and increasing admiration and awe. As someone others call a scholar, he longs again to be in barns, not for hay and dung smell only, but for how, standing inside, he puts away the day's demands. No deeds of finite man to plumb, no weak arguments, ingenuous replies. It might be nowhere else as night, as in between two bales of hay. "Get on up that ladder," a voice might say, and nod him toward the loft. And he would climb those boards, to feel their dense, thin pressure at his arches, without subtext. Plato, Kant, Plotinus, Descartes. Oh, some men never reach such heights.